Paul LePage says his victory was actually a win for all Mainers who were opposed to a costly Democratic Medicaid expansion plan, higher taxes, and unchecked welfare policies.
We have spoken. We have said that enough is enough.
As polls had indicated, the race for the Blaine House was close, but only between frontrunners LePage and Michaud. Independent Elliot Cutler had always trailed. At his election night headquarters in Lewiston, LePage revisited the account of his early years spent living on the streets of Lewiston and his ultimate chance to obtain an education and achieve success in the business world. He said that while Lewiston was his home, Mainers everywhere have the same opportunities to succeed.
Home is where every person born in Maine should have the opportunity to carve out their piece of the American dream. I have it. I have the American dream.
Maine was a top priority for the Republican Governors Association, led by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who made 5 trips here to raise millions of dollars for LePage. Acknowledging that he wasn't the only GOP governor winning re-election last night, LePage said Republicans have a lot to be thankful for.
A few minutes ago, I've spoken to Governor Christie. Governor Kasich, yeah! Governor Walker,
yeah!
I am telling you, it's been a great day today.
LePage held the lead over Michaud for the entire evening. The 2nd District Congressman stayed away from his own election night gathering in Portland until shortly after midnight when he appeared at the podium to concede.
Now, I want to congratulate Governor LePage on his re-election, and I want to wish him the very best as he leads our state over the next 4 years.
Michaud campaigned on his reputation as a consensus builder who would work with Republicans and independents to find collaborative solutions to the state's problems. He was critical of what he referred to as LePage's divisive style and embarrassing gaffes on the campaign trail, but he said those perceptions must now be left behind.
It has been a tough campaign, and I know that you are disappointed, as I am. But now it's time for all of us to put aside our differences. It's time to work together, Democrats, Republicans, and independents.
Michaud and other Democrats were encouraged by unofficial election returns that indicated Democrats had retained control of the Maine legislature. He urged his supporters to work with their lawmakers to achieve his goals for a better way of life for all Mainers.
This campaign is over, but I am counting on you to keep fighting for the hardworking men and women that live in this state. Never give up. Keep on fighting to make sure that they're treated fairly, that they have an opportunity here in the state where people can get out of poverty and work their way into the middle class.
Independent Elliot Cutler conceded the race early in the evening and urged whoever emerged as the winner to remember that they would be the governor of all the people of Maine.
The voters have the final word. They've spoken, and we accept their judgment. I offer my congratulations to whomever wins tonight, whether it's Mike Michaud or Paul LePage.
Michaud said he tried to call LePage to congratulate him on his win, but was unable to connect with him. LePage commended Cutler and said he should be the state's attorney general. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.